This is Triple M, and Australia Today is back after 9 this morning. 1-300-23-99-99, the number. You can email Steve as well, australiatoday@sca.com.au. He's on the line right now. Steve, morning, mate.
Hey, Moffy, g'day.
Well, sad news over the weekend, Judith Durham passing away.
Yeah, she was huge. The Seekers were massive. I wasn't there, but I remember the time that they played at the Maya Music Bowl in Melbourne, where they had over 250,000 people, I think, turned up, which was a quarter of the population of Melbourne at the time. Look, because of my age, they were a band, a group that were around when I was a young teenager, probably, you know, in my 13, 14-year-old era. I desperately wanted the Beatles' White Album for Christmas, and my mother bought me a double Seekers album, and I couldn't have thought of anything worse, to be honest. And, you know, I had to put up with the fact that I felt a bit like a dag, you know. Everyone else, all my mates had Beatles records. I had the Seekers album, but she had a wonderful voice. She was a beautiful person. I interviewed her probably, I don't know, half a dozen times, and she was always willing to have a chat. They sold 50 million records. They knocked the Beatles off the number one spot on the charts in the United States. Georgie Gull was nominated for an Academy Award, so I think it's quite fitting that she's going to get a state funeral.
Yeah, exactly right. Leichhardt Oval, I mean, we've got the Sydney Stadium Wars at the moment, and then over the weekend we have a railing support that collapses at the Leichhardt Oval.
That was frightening to see the pictures of that. It almost seems someone had organised it, because there is a debate going on about the $250 million for Shark Park, Leichhardt Oval and Brookvale, and the pressure will really now be on the Premier, Dominic Perrottet, because he said he did the deal, and Peter Vallandi said he's done the deal and shook hands with him about this $250 million to put into renovating those three stadiums so that you can still continue to play first-grade rugby league at those places. And Dominic Perrottet now says the money's going to go to flood victims. It's hard to argue against that, but surely $250 million in the context of the New South Wales budget's not very much money at all. And so you would think that Perrottet will now cave in and do that. But Vallandis has threatened to take the grand final away. There was some sort of deadline late last week which seemed to just disappear and no one's heard of since, so we'll wait and see.
What else is coming up after nine, mate?
Talk to Mark Latham. That upper house inquiry into the John Barilaro appointment, as you know, you've been following that closely. John Barilaro himself will appear today for the first time, so we'll have a chat to him about that. Latham is part of that inquiry. I don't know if you watched the bowl run in the 800 metres today at the Commonwealth Games. Just managed to fail to win. He came in second. We're going to talk to Channel 7 from over in the Commonwealth Games. That was a great effort. See the pictures of his family?
Unbelievable.
It was fantastic. Good on him. It was a great effort.
It was. Mate, you have a good day.
Cheers.
Yeah, just great photos. And Steve Price back after nine this morning with Australia Today. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M.